It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry. We spent today with airmen from the 8th Maintenance Squadron over at Metals Tech. A1C Charvez Russell, an 8th Maintenance Squadron aircraft metals technology journeyman, had this to say.
Over here at Metals Tech, we mostly try to repair and manufacture parts that can't be procured anyplace else or if they need it fast. So the capability of the Metals Tech shop is that from whether it's helping CE to other shops here on the flat line, whether it's making custom tools or going over there with CE, helping to weld some things, like some doors, you know, some things are just, they're too hard to get over here, especially with us being overseas. I would say my favorite part is the welding, specifically the TIG, tungsten welding. I get to be there in my own space. Sometimes I have some music going, you know, really just like focusing on it. It's just me and the plate.
In other news, Senior Airman Nigel Harris from the 8th Operations Support Squadron was selected as Pride of the Pack for the week of December 2nd to 6th. Harris was a key player in a support request for the Republic of Korea Army Hellfire exercise. In 48 hours, he created a 12-aircraft parking plan that was executed for the exercise. He communicated correct aircraft sequencing on arrival and departure with air traffic control towers to guarantee that the parking plan was executed and the safety of a full parking ramp was upheld. Furthermore, he coordinated over 24 arrival and departure times before issuing prior permission required permit numbers. The exercise was a success, and he completed 30 days worth of work within a two-day period. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil, be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Kunsan the Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.